listener production.
Concerns there'll be nowhere for some people to vote in Barker on election day, COVID cases creeping up across South Australia, and the Consumer Watchdog announces a fuel price crackdown. Hi and welcome to Limestone Coast Local News. It's Lee Jollo with you to share the news from our backyard. Partly cloudy across the region. We're heading for tops of 16 in Mount Gambier and 17 in Narracourt. The Electoral Commission is warning some polling centres in Barker may be unable to open on election day. They've been unable to recruit enough people to fully staff every location within the electorate and are encouraging voters to plan ahead by visiting the AEC website. The AEC is expecting 35 locations to be short-staffed around the state, with Grey the other electorates severely lacking. The state government has pleaded with public servants to help plug the gaps, who will be paid between $25 and $48 an hour, with usual approval rules waived as well. Meantime, locals in the electorate say they're worried we're not getting enough attention, given Barker is considered one of the nation's safest Liberal seats. Voters say local issues would be better addressed with more election promises if it was a marginal seat. Mount Gambier aged care worker Melissa McKinley has told the ABC the Liberals have failed to show any courage in addressing the lack of rentals in town. Despite the concerns, nine candidates have put their name forward for a run, including Jonathan Peach with the Nationals. He says housing is indeed an issue he wants to see tackled.
Our houses are filling, that we've got people coming into the bush, but it's a challenge now that we need to address and make sure that we increase supply to keep regional housing affordable, because it's a great place to raise a young family, and we need to be able to give young families the opportunity to buy into their first piece of land and have their families out in the regions.
There's been six COVID deaths and just over 4,000 new cases in South Australia over the latest reporting period. A man in his 50s, one in his 70s, two men in their 80s and two men in their 90s, sadly the latest people to pass away with the virus. The state now has almost 26,000 cases in total. Professor Nicola Spurrier reminding parents it's completely safe for children to get the jab.
So children receive many vaccines throughout their childhood, and there are many vaccines available in the world that prevent people getting sick from very serious illnesses. And with all of these vaccines, there have never been any long-term side effects. And the same is with the COVID vaccine.
Expect a crackdown on fuel prices in the coming months, with SA's consumer watchdog stepping up random inspections at petrol stations. It comes as some operators are still not complying with real-time petrol pricing. Minister for Consumer and Business Affairs Andrea Michael says something needs to be done.
There's been 7 fines issued and 150 warning letters, though there is some operators not complying. We're cracking down on that. There's been an increasing in people calling through Consumer and Business Services with complaints that the price at the petrol station doesn't match up with what's on the fuel price app.
Let's look at some sport now. And a third of the way through the Mid-Southeast footy season, we still have a couple of sides unbeaten. Kalangadu sit on top with a massive percentage of 423.5, Hatherley impressing this year as well to sit second. The Magpies face possibly their biggest test yet in round 7, though, when they head to Robe, while Hatherley take on Kongarong. Nangwari and Mount Burr fight over a much-needed win. Fifth hosts fourth as Tantanoola takes on Port Macdonald, and Glencoe has the bye. Listener.